Sheila Ray the Brave by Kevin Hinkes. Sheila Ray wasn't afraid of anything. She wasn't afraid of the dark. She wasn't afraid of the thunder and lightning. And she wasn't afraid of the big black dog at the end of the block. At dinner, Sheila Ray made believe that the cherries in her fruit cocktail were the eyes of a dead bears, and she ate 5 of them. At school, Sheila Ray giggled when the principal walked by, and when her classmate, Wendo, stole her jumper rope during recess, Sheila Ray tied him up until the bell rang. "I'm very brave," Sheila Ray said, patting herself on the back. Sheila Ray stepped on every crack on the sidewalk without fear. When her sister Lucy said there was a monster in the closet, Sheila Ray attacked it, and she rode the bicycle so-handed without no hands with her eyes closed. "Yeah, yeah, Sheila Ray," her friends yelled, clapping her hands. One day, Sheila Ray decided to walk home from school a new way. Lucy was afraid to. "You're too brave for me," Lucy said. "You're always a scaredy cat," Sheila Ray called. "I'm not whispering, Lucy." Sheila Ray started off skipping. "I am brave, the song, I am fearless." She stopped on every crack. She walked backwards with her eyes closed. She growled at stray dogs and bared her teeth at stray cats. And she pretended that the trees were evil creatures. She climbed up them and broke their fingers off. Snap, snap, snap. Sheila Ray walked and walked. She turned corners. She crossed the street. And suddenly, to Sheila Ray, that nothing looked familiar. Sheila Ray heard frightening noises. They sounded worse than thunder. She thought horrible thoughts. They were worse than anything she has ever imagined. "I'm brave, Sheila Ray," I cried to herself. "I am fearless." She sounds become more frightening. The thoughts become more horrible. Sheila Ray sat down on a rock and cried, "Help," and sniffed. Sheila thought of her mother and her father, Lucy. "Mother, father," she cried. "Here I am," a voice said. "Lucy." Sheila Ray hugged her sister. "We're lost." Sheila Ray said, "No, we're not," said Lucy. "I know the way home. Follow me." Lucy stepped on every crack. She walked backwards with her eyes closed. She growled at stray dogs and bared her teeth at stray cats. And she pretended that the trees were evil creatures. She jumped up and broke their fingers off. Snap, snap, Sheila Ray. Ray walked quickly behind her. They walked and walked. They crossed streets. They turned corners. Soon their house could be seen between the trees. Sheila Ray grabbed Lucy and dashed up the street. When they reached their own yard and the gate was closed behind them, Sheila Ray said, "Lucy, you are brave. You are fearless." "We both are," said Lucy. And they walked backwards into the house with their eyes closed.